The next poem is called Poem with Refrains. The refrains come from what are probably my favorite works of art in the whole world, which are certain 16th century poems. You know, if it isn't certain jazz choruses, it's poems by Campion, Fulk Revel, Ben Jonson, George Gascoigne, people like that. And I guess it's obvious what the first poems had to do with our theme of the body, the shirt and the saxophone, and certainly the poem about a failed resurrection. The story I tell here, I've not, for most of my life, been a very autobiographical author. Lately, in my old age, I've been writing about my own life for the first time. The story I tell is painful to me. Compared to things people write about, it's not that bad. But for me, the material is painful. And the refrains, though I hope they comment on the story I tell, the refrains are like nosegays. You know what the word nosegay means? The pest house stinks. The house of sickness, the pest house, smells terrible. And you take a handful of flowers there, you go to inhale through, to go through it. And in a way, these are the sweetest, they're like candy for my ear. They're the sweetest things I know. And they are, in a sense, giving me courage to go through the story. They're like a kind of a symbol of beauty to me. And in that sense, saying them, it is physical. As people have heard me say and write, poetry for me is a bodily art. I believe the medium of poetry is the human body, and not even an expert's body, not my body, not the writer's body, it's the audience's body. And for me to say these words of these poems is to give myself a kind of bodily courage, like a drink or a drug almost. Poem with Refrains. The opening scene. The yellow, coal-fed fog uncurling over the tainted city river. A young girl rowing and her anxious father scavenging for corpses. Funeral meets. The clever, abandoned orphan. The great athletic killer sulking in his tent. As though all stories began with someone dying. When her mother died, my mother refused to attend the funeral. In fact, she sulked in her tent all through the year of the old lady's dying. I don't know why. She said because she loved her mother so much, she couldn't bear to see the way the doctors or her father or someone was letting her mother die. Follow your saint. Follow with accents sweet. Haste you, sad notes, fall at her flying feet. She fogs things up. She scavenges the taint. Possibly that's the reason I write these poems. But they did speak on the phone, wept and argued so fiercely one or the other often cut off a sentence by hanging up in rage. Like lovers, but all that year she never saw her face. They lived on the same block, four doors apart. Absence my presence is, strangeness my grace. With them that walk against me is my son. Synagogue is a word I never heard. We called it shul, the Yiddish word for school. Elms, terracotta, the ocean a few blocks east.